Let me tell you a phrase, seven words, one sentence. I've had many companies use it, and seven-figure deals that were dead got resurrected and closed. Ready? Have you given up on this deal? When someone ghosts your deal, when you followed up three times and still get nothing but radio silence, you're probably thinking, they're just not interested anymore, or they don't like me, or, you know, I don't know, all this self-doubt. But what if the silence isn't rejection? What if it's fear, confusion, or even more likely, a busy calendar? Let me take you back to the 2025 Negotiation Mastery Summit. Room's completely packed. Energy's electric. I step up and I say, there's one phrase that brings dead deals back to life. It's your homework to use it on any deal that's ghosted you. Now, some people laughed. They thought I was joking when I shared the phrase with them. Too short, too simple. Fast forward to day two. I get back on stage and ask, how many of you did the homework? Four hands go up. One by one, they grab the mic. Each of them says the same thing. Chris, the deal that we hadn't heard back on for months, it closed. Same phrase, same outcome. Four seven-figure deals resurrected. By the way, the 2026 Negotiation Mastery Summit is on sale now. Check the link in the description. Now, for most people, when they don't hear back, they double down on value or even offering discounts or pitching something. Just checking in. I wanted to see if you had any updates. You know, kind of like the person you used to date that just won't go away. That's the way you feel. They try to sweeten the pot. Let me be blunt. Chasing is not negotiating. It smells like desperation, and desperation kills deals. Would you date somebody that was desperate? Why? Because you're trying to sell instead of triggering a decision. The phrase that closed millions in ghosted deals. Have you given up on our deal? It works in person or even over text. Then shut up. Do not add anything to it in front or behind, such as, hi, how are you? Just checking in. I was just wondering. Say, by the way, have you given up on this deal? Because I haven't, so, you know, just in case, and get back to me when you get a chance. Don't put any of that nonsense in there. Just the phrase, nothing else. That's it. One of two things will happen. They'll get back to you within 3 to 5 minutes of seeing it and say, no, I haven't given up. Let's find a solution. Or they will say, sorry, we've moved on. Either way, it's a win for you. You will either close your deal and make money, or you will be allowed to finally move on from worrying about a dead deal that is never going to close. Maybe they were playing you and were going to go with somebody else all along. Or they have gone with somebody and they just didn't know how to tell you. Here's what's happening. Psychologically, humans hate the idea of losing something. Fear of loss is at least twice as powerful as the promise of gain. More decisions are made to avoid a loss or to avoid being fired than it is to accomplish a gain or get promoted. It's basically a fear-driven world. So when you ask, have you given up, you're not pushing them to say yes to something that they're going to feel trapped or cornered by. You're giving them a moment to feel ownership and safety and security and protection and control, the type of things people need to make clear decisions. And when people feel these things, when they feel ownership, they fight to keep it. It also flips the dynamic. You're not chasing. You're calmly signaling it's okay to walk away. But are you okay with walking away? That's power. That's real influence. That's tactical empathy.